USA Radio News.
The student loan repayment pause has been extended again, despite the president having said the 2022 end-of-year pushback would be the last. Now the White House says the bump will go no later than June 30th of next year, and payments will resume 60 days after the pause ends. A federal judge ruled that former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki must comply with a subpoena and offer deposition in a lawsuit that claims the Biden administration colluded with big tech to censor speech. The judge argued there is a public interest in, quote, determining whether First Amendment free speech rights have been suppressed, end quote. When it comes to our health and what treats to consider passing on this holiday season, what we've been told is naughty may have been getting a bad rap all these years.
HDL cholesterol, often referred to as the good cholesterol, may not be as useful in predicting the risk of heart disease and protecting against it as previously thought. A study from the 1970s found high levels of HDL cholesterol concentration were associated with low coronary heart disease risk, a link that has since been widely accepted and used in heart disease risk assessments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Drivers, expect to pay more on average to fuel your holiday journey this Thanksgiving than in any year past, despite falling gasoline prices. The price of a gallon of gas is down 16.4 cents from a month ago, but that's still 24.5 cents higher than it was a year ago. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's a good thing Santa's sleigh can fly.
Railroad unions and management are heading back to the bargaining table in an effort to head off a national strike in December. The Biden administration had praised a tentative deal in September to resolve disputes about pay and working conditions. Texas Republican Congressman Beth Van Dune says this issue is bigger than most people realize.
It's something totally different when you think about the number of products that go on rail, including liquid natural gas and things like chlorine that help with all of our water supplies. This is a national security issue, not just a Christmas gift issue.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
What's on Americans' wish list for the holidays this year? For two in three, it's a decent night of sleep. A new poll of 2,000 U.S. adults finds 66% say if they could, they'd beg jolly old St. Nick for any product that could give them better sleep. Commissioned by Mattress Firm and conducted by One Poll, the study found that most sleepless nights of the holiday season are Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, and Black Friday. On Tuesday, Bitcoin hit a two-year low as the cryptocurrency market takes a bruising following the collapse of major exchange FTX. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.